Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 13, Matthew 13, starting in verse 1. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I spoke to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them.' But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Of course, most of our reading is the parable of the sower and the explanation of the parable of the sower. But in the middle was this question that the disciples ask, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" I think that's a valid question, and I think it's a question that sometimes people still have today. Why do you speak in parables? Why did Jesus speak in parables? Although some of the things that are in the parables might not be as familiar to us today as they were to people at that time, they are still familiar enough that those parables teach those concepts through that illustration that we might not otherwise get the point. So really, those parables help things to sink in a little bit. We hear it, we think about it for a moment, and then we say, yeah, I understand now. I got it. I've got it. And I think that really the only reason that the parable of the sower gets explained is so that we can extrapolate that and apply it to other parables. And so, you know, explaining the parable of the sower in detail meant that other parables didn't necessarily need to get explained in that same way, though it's possible that Jesus did explain some of them in discussions with his disciples, things that are not recorded for us. Also, what Jesus is describing is that there's two types of people that might hear the teachings of Jesus. You have the first type, that they listen to what Jesus says, they process it, they understand it. Then you have the second group that does not. Either they're unwilling to process it, or they're just not willing to accept the answers that are there. And so he says, this is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Those parables were then a way of communicating the secrets of the kingdom of heaven to some, while then obscuring from those that have closed their eyes and closed their minds to Jesus. The fact is, if you want to understand the parables, you can. And if you don't want to listen to Jesus, then they're not going to make much sense to you. You're going to dismiss them easily. Jesus is communicating to us word directly from our Heavenly Father. He's communicating to us spiritual truth that we so desperately need. And so we need to be willing to try to understand. We need to be willing to hear what Jesus says. We need to be willing to trust that the truth is there. That any problem in understanding it just requires that open eyes, open ears, open mind, and some diligence. The fact is, Jesus offers this teaching that is incredibly valuable. It has the potential to change our lives, but only if we're willing to be moved, only if we're willing to be changed. And so we need to think seriously about how we approach God's Word. He is speaking to us. What is my answer? Am I listening? That's something to think over today as you meditate on this reading. And I ask that you also continue in prayer that God may be with us all.